Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Did you know, and I really hope you didn't, did you know that their medal was given away at the Tokyo Olympics?
Oh, weren't given away.
Well, earned. were actually recycled from 6.21 million cell phones.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I knew that.
You did?
Yes.
Ah, that's a pain.
However, we do get our information from the same websites. So probably just, yeah, I've just probably read it
before.
Read
the same thing. Yep. So over 2 years prior to the Olympics, they had the medal project and they collected 78,000 tons of electronic devices. So they collected a lot. And including in that was 6.21 million cell phones. And they made 5,000 Olympic medals from that. So the gold, silver, and bronze were all made from the recycled metals found in cell phones, amongst many other things.
So an amazing Olympian could be wearing our mobile phone around their neck?
Possibly, although it was just apparently...
Don't kill my dream.
I'll leave it at that. Can you buy an Olympic medal?
Can you?
I've just done a quick search. I can buy a volleyball gold medal from the 1996 Olympics.
Atlanta?
Yep.
Woo!
Good memory.
Thank you.
I'm actually well and truly impressed. Well
92
done.
92 Barcelona.
Do you know all the years?
No. What's after 96? 2000, obviously. Sydney.
Wow.
Then Athens.
Then. I'm so impressed. Well done. Well, okay.
Back on topic.
1996, volleyball, gold, Atlanta. Have a guess at how much it's going for.
Volleyball?
Mm-hmm.
What country?
Good question. You're making me click on stuff
now.
Unbelievable.
Okay, I'm just going to guess. 3,250.
189,000.
Oh, yeah. It's quite a bit.
189 for a gold medal. There are cheaper ones. There's another one from the exact same event. Which I'm guessing our team of them got them for 99,000. So maybe they all just.
But here's the thing,
who's buying it?
But it wouldn't feel the same if you didn't win it.
Like, no, what's the
point? Here's my Olympic gold medal. Oh, what did you win it for? Oh, I didn't. I just bought it. Who cares?
If you go to the Athens one, which you mentioned earlier,
yep.
You can get a gold medal for 18,000. So,
what was special about?
Don't
Athens?
Know. Or volleyball? Who knows?
All right, fair enough.
But if you've got a spare 189,000,
just go buy yourself an Olympic medal. Okay, my feel-good story is about a remarkable 10-year-old who is inspiring the world to donate 500,000 books for kids, and he wants it to be like a catalyst for kindness. So, this boy, his name is Orion, he's only 10, and he's on a mission to share the joys of reading with hundreds of thousands of other kids. So, last year in 2020, he won a student kindness contest, mm-hmm. and since then, he loved that feeling. He's called the generosity bug. And he is hoping to pull in donations for other kids 500,000 books.
So where does he live?
He lives in America.
Lives in America. And is he giving them to developing countries? Is that the idea?
I think he wants to kind of make his own library. So for kids who can't afford books,
they can
take these books and read them and learn.
Good on him.
They don't have to buy them. So he says... How wise is this? He's 10, remember? Mm. He said, kindness is a virtue we can all possess if we're willing to. So why not start today? Because right now, it's what we need more than ever.
He didn't say that.
He said that!
He's 10.
He's 10! He's amazing!
Well, he's a reader, so I believe it. I believe it.
So he wants to get 500,000, right? So 500,000 books. So far, he has collected 120,000 books.
What?
How amazing is that?
Putting them...
That's a good question.
I mean,
his mom is just like, oh, another box of books. Where am I going to put these?
This is the worst.
Out the back.
It's a virtue, mom. It's a virtue.
Yeah, come on. Kindness. Everyone, get on board.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.